Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Good morning and welcome. Third hour of our get together. It's the Bob Rose Show. It's 8:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And joining me right now, we've got Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz. Sheriff, good morning. How you doing?
Doing good, Bob. Enjoying this cold morning, or cool morning.
Oh, I love this weather. I'm sure you do, too, having to be in uniform quite often. Gets a little hot, doesn't it?
It does. When you're in uniform and you're wearing those vests, I can promise you they don't put air conditioning in those things.
Nope, but they save lives, and maybe that was a case in Dixie County. That's the county next to yours, for people that aren't familiar. And what can you tell me about this deputy being shot Saturday night?
Well, first off, you know, we continue praying for Deputy Pope and his family, his work families. When you have an incident like this, it affects so many people. Luckily, I'm told by their sheriff that he's going to make a full recovery. But it's ridiculous. I see more and more on our news and across the communications that we get that these shootings are happening more and more. And it's just it's heartbreaking, but it's unfortunately one of those things that when we wake up in the morning, we pin on badges and we strap on guns, that we know is a possibility that you can have a critical incident that can happen to you.
Well, you never know what's going to happen when you arrive on a scene, but in this particular case, they were called to the scene because somebody was firing a firearm into an occupied building, the Old Town Tavern. So, you know, you know there's you know, it's an active scene when you arrive, but yeah, I mean, even knowing that, the danger is still all around you, isn't it?
It is, and you know, it's not my story to tell. Sheriff Butler and the Florida Department of Law Enforcement are doing a great job of looking into this and all the nuances of it, because there always is a lot of stuff to look into. That's why people get frustrated, like, why don't we have all the information? Well, in order to conduct a proper investigation and make sure they get it right, you sometimes got to keep your mouth shut about what's going on, and this is no different. You know, they're there, they get called to a scene of somebody shooting, and which is not unusual in our counties, and it's not unusual to only be able to respond with a couple deputies if you're lucky, and there's a million things going on. And the last thing that you would expect was to come under fire in the middle of the night or in the nighttime hours or any time as you're looking into something. And that's basically what happened here. The deputies were doing their job and encountered an armed suspect, and it went south from there. Luckily, in that the deputies weren't killed and no innocent bystanders, and they neutralized the threat as effectively as they could. And it's just challenging. I've talked around my office quite a bit. As you go to any type of scenes like this nowadays, whether, you know, a while back, Florida High Patrol was rendering aid to a motorist on I-75, and somebody from the tree line started firing on them.
Oh my God.
That it is just And that happened right there outside of Gainesville not too terribly long ago. And we had deputies eating Chinese food, and they were murdered right there in Gilchrist County. So we always think we're insulated in these small rural counties, and people get a false sense of security. But luckily, there's some strong sheepdogs standing between the wolf and the sheep, and I'm grateful to be part of that culture.
Yeah, and part of the challenge, of policing, like in Dixie County, I'm sure you can relate. Gilchrist County, I mean, this is rural policing. You know, you see things in the cityscape. I do. When there is a pullover, if there's any questions, I'll see 2, 3, sometimes 4 other officers responding to an event. You don't know how serious the event is, but they respond like that, and so there's an overwhelming force. Rural policing, usually it's different, isn't it?
It is, and, you know, as a small rural county sheriff, I used to hear quite a bit of it if, you know, there was a traffic stop or a certain call when two deputies, when available, would show up, and you would hear, like, well, why does it take so many people to get there? Well, the answer, or to answer a call, it's not because of what you're going to most of the time. It is for officer safety, and that's what they're doing. In our bigger counties or bigger municipalities, it's on every call, 2 to 3 officers or deputies will show up here. It's a luxury. It is a rarity to have more than 2 deputies or 1 deputy respond. And my advice and my plea to rural county citizens is be patient, because I just outlined all the bad things that can happen on a, we don't know things routine anymore, but on a call for service, they don't know what to expect. And in the case in Dixie County, the prime example of, they're there. Yes, it was a shooting case. They was investigating it, but there was no way for them to know the danger that was lurking literally feet from them. And people can second guess, they can Monday morning quarterback, but you've got 75 jobs. You are the crime scene investigation. You're the investigator. You're the deputy, responding deputy. You're the person talking to the witnesses and people like that. I just ask them just to put yourself in their shoes. If you had a son, a daughter, a husband, a brother, a sister responding to a call, and don't look at it as it's wasting taxpayer money when 2 or 3 deputies or officers show up. Look at it as that could possibly save a life. And I would say that you cannot put a number, a financial consideration on somebody's life ever.
No, absolutely not. Hey, and one more thing before we let you go. The governor, I think, has released some funding to help out with recruitment, like kind of like a sign-on bonus type scenario. Tell me about that and how that affects your county.
Yes, sir. In recent years, the governor had started a practice where he was recruiting law enforcement from other states to come in, and he would pay a stipend to you for that. And then for somebody going into law enforcement, a first-time law enforcement officer, I think it's around $5,000. And thankfully, I think that's available to all counties, but certainly for counties like Gilchrist, we take advantage of it. If somebody is getting out of high school, getting out of college, and they want a career, they're guaranteed a $5,000 bonus from the state of Florida, thanking them for what they do, and it goes a long way. $5,000 can help that deputy, and it helps us. We don't have to, you know, get an extravagant amount of money, and I think it's unusual and unlike any other state in the country. So we always give our governor and our state legislature a lot of credit for making us the free state of Florida, but he certainly, our governor, has put his actions with his words, and they match up, and we're very grateful for it. That, along with other initiatives that he's done, that he's looking outside the box just to help us recruit and retain. And I think I know it's working. It's working in Gilchrist County, and I'm confident it's working throughout the state of Florida.
Well, we hope things continue to go well. I know every day is a challenge. You don't know what awaits you every day, but Sheriff, we always appreciate your time on the show.
Bob, I've been meaning to tell you, I tell you this all the time, but there's very few voices out there that have the platform that you have and you never, ever miss an opportunity to support law enforcement and all first responders. And we really appreciate it. We're the silent minority in a lot of cases, but just understand you have a following that's unbelievable. And thank you and your listeners for leading the charge and putting us in your thoughts and prayers and backing us up and having our six.
Well, thanks for all those who risk their lives every day for us. We appreciate it, and we look forward to speaking with you again soon, Sheriff. Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz on the Bob Rose Show. It is 8:16. Did you hear that Joe Biden and Antony Blinken, the former Secretary of State, trying to take some kind of credit for peace in the Middle East? I know, it's ridiculous, right? I'll share that with you coming up on the Bob Rose Show. 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Oh, it's going to be another great day. Think positive. Pump it up. And pump up the people around you. Right? We all use a little, you know, perk. Perk it up. I like that. Hey, it's the Bob Rose Show. Good morning and welcome. We know you're busy. We want to make it easy. We don't want you to miss interviews like when we talked to Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz, which we did a few minutes ago. That's why you have the Bob Rose Show podcast. Every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. You know, I was talking to the sheriff, and the challenge is rural policing, you know. You see in the city, somebody gets pulled over. A lot of times, there might be 2, 3, sometimes 4 other, you know, officers showing up. And various, you know, levels of risk and, you know, but when you could, you always want backup if you can have that, because it's the unknown. And the sheriff even alluded to it, you know, there's like routine. There's no routine, you know, pulling somebody over anymore. It's just not. It's not like the dispatcher, you know. No wants or warrants. In fact, says right here, he's a really nice guy, so you're not going to have a problem with him. I don't think there's been a dispatcher that said that ever. So we appreciate very much what law enforcement does for us and the tough gig they have. It is. It's a tough gig. Tough gig till you retire. Then it's a pretty good gig. All right. It's Charlie Kirk Remembrance Day. Yeah. I mean, they made it official in Marion County, but I can make it as official on the Bob Rose Show. And I am. It's Charlie Kirk Remembrance Day. There you go. But Ocala, Marion County, they're going to have something special this evening at the Veterans Memorial Park. And it'll be held this evening, 5:30 to 8:30 at the park located at 2601 Southeast 25th Avenue in Ocala. This is a collaboration. Conservative Watch USA founder Annie Marie Delgado, Bikers for Trump, Marion County, Florida GOP, and Marion County Young Republicans all getting together to help to put this fine event on. And I think it is going to be a fine event. They've got a keynote speaker, Paul Renner, running for governor of Florida, former Speaker of the House in Florida. We had him on the show last week. This guy, he's a pretty sharp guy. I don't know that he has the same name recognition of, say, a Byron Donalds, but he sounded pretty good when we had him on. And there's also going to be live music there from the Ocala Worshippers and the Hat Trick Band. I bet you there's three in that band. I'm just guessing. And a video production of Charlie Kirk. And so they're also selling Red Freedom T-shirts for $5 donations. And Turning Point USA, the organization, is asking everyone to wear red today. Which, when I get up this morning, my brain's not fully clicked in at like 3:15. So, oops. Anyway, so we got that going on. Oh, this to me is, it's one of the top, not stories necessarily of importance. It's a top story to point out just the absolute ridiculousness of the Democrats. Now, we have peace in the Middle East. I don't think anybody can argue this is a historic event. And even the likes of CNN, even the likes of a Hillary Clinton and other Democrats have actually admitted that, wow, I mean, Donald Trump really pulled it off. And if some of them were giving him kudos, some of them just can't bring themselves to do it. The TDS is set in so deeply. But this one, it made me very, very angry, and it also cracked me up at the same time. How could Joe Biden and former Secretary of State Antony Blinken claim any sort of a part in the peace in the Middle East? But yet they are. I'm telling you. Biden put out an X, or somebody did, under his name. Deeply grateful and relieved that the Gaza war is approaching its end. Okay, the road to this deal was not easy. Yeah, you didn't even leave him a dirt road to this end. If anything, you left him roadblocks by emboldening Iran, by not having a good relationship with Israel, and not having a good relationship with Saudi Arabia and other Arab countries, because Biden was so much against oil. Yeah. I mean, they all but shunned him when he went over there. Remember that? He had his, like, hand out. Gas is really expensive. Oh, all of a sudden, oil's important, huh, punk? And he goes on to say, my administration worked relentlessly to bring hostages home. They did get some hostages home. Get relief to Palestinian civilians and end the war. But Biden also gave Trump some credit for getting a renewed ceasefire deal over the finish line. Now the backing of the United States and the world, the Middle East is on a path to peace, and I hope it endures for the future of Israelis and Palestinians, but peace, dignity, and safety. And then Blinken said, Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State, said that Trump's 20-point peace plan for the Gaza Strip was based on one developed by the Biden administration. Well, because you had a piece of paper and you wrote 20 points on it, isn't exactly, I think, the guide for what Trump used anyway. So they just can't help themselves. They have to grab something. They're desperate. But wow, are you trying to rewrite history between Biden and Blinken? You embolden Iran. When you embolden Iran, what do? You're basically sending paychecks to Hamas, to the Houthis, to Hezbollah. That's what you're doing. Unbelievable that they try to take any credit at all. It is. It's just wow. 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. I hope you're enjoying this day. It is going to shape up to be one gorgeous day. And we've got plenty more to talk about coming up, including a felony charge for going on the football field. Seems a little harsh. Details on that and a whole lot more coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Da Bears. How about Da Bears? Yeah, they beat Washington. That Washington football team, formerly known as the Redskins. Can I say that? I just did. The Bears beat Washington 25-24, last-minute field goal. And the Falcons, like, they surprised the Bills 24-14. And the big game to look forward to, of course, the Gators on Saturday in the Swamp taking on Mississippi State. 4:15 is game time. That sounds like that is just going to be perfect. Biketoberfest kicks off Thursday, goes through Sunday. That's mainly the Daytona area impacted by that. But with the weather so nice and stuff, you're going to see bikers from all over really taking to the roads in general. But you'll see maybe a higher concentration as you get closer to the coast. Please use due care. We don't have a lot of protection when we're riding, unfortunately. What's going on in Boston? Look, park the car. Set the cop car on fire. What? People apparently took part in a recent street takeover in the city, and apparently they were hell-bent on attacking law enforcement officials. I don't like the sound of that. According to the police department, over 100 people were involved in the takeover that involved street racing just after 2 a.m. October 5th. Officers found more than 100 people trying to attack police cruisers with fireworks, cones, poles, and other items. One police cruiser was destroyed by flames and needed to be towed away from the area. Here's my concern. Is this just, you know, a bunch of street racers and people that, you know, gather in these areas just got a little out of control that night? Or infiltrating some of these groups that they know already exist? Could that be the real rabble rousers, the real troublemakers, the real domestic terrorists? That's right. That's what, when you say there's fireworks, is that, I don't think, and I could be corrected, but I don't think generally, you know, people have like fireworks with them. Like, hey, man, I'm going out, you know, my buddy's racing downtown tonight. I know it's illegal, but, you know, I'm going to go, let's bring some fireworks. Like, what? That is the tool, now, other than, you know, 4th of July and New Year's Eve, maybe. But that is one of the tools that the terrorists like to utilize. They like that fireworks. They take those little Roman candles or whatever, and they point them at you. And that's what they do. Cones, poles, other items. No bricks involved this time, at least. Boston Police Patrolmen's Association President Larry Calderon talked to Fox News and said those participating in the street takeover were focused on attacking officers specifically, not just, you know, raising cane and being bad and acting out. It goes beyond that. They knew what they were going to do, and they were hell-bent on attacking police. This is not an everyday occurrence, he said. Individuals took the street takeover to four different areas before ending in the city's South End area. What happened last weekend got out of control. It went through four different communities, ended up here in a couple locations in Boston. Each location they went to in this past incident, it appears as though they got more aggressive. And when they ended up in downtown South End section of Boston, that pretty much, in our opinion, looked premeditated. So you're not necessarily going to see this, you know, obvious sign of Antifa anymore. They may have changed their strategy a little bit here and infiltrate these other groups. I think you're going to see more and more of that. Now, this guy, you know, had been a cop. Now he represents a cop. He's been around. This guy had been around. And he said it was the first street takeover he could remember in over a year. And saying it was much different. Yeah, there was a sense of some kind of organization within. And like I said, the fireworks to me, that kind of tips you off that there could be something more going on here than just young people blowing off steam and getting out of control. Quote, this is such a big deal because of the flagrant assault on police officers. Spinning the tires, making noise is one thing. Coming in assaulting police officers and creating havoc for the general public is something that's absolutely unacceptable and should never happen or be tolerated. I mean, that's it. These weren't just about street racers. There's an infiltration taking place of these groups, and it makes it more difficult to catch the bad guys. Look, they know when to, like, leave a scene. You know, they can make trouble and still escape, leaving the other ones maybe holding the bag that they got excited. We saw someone get arrested. We looked to our right, and there was this cop car on fire. It was really scary, said one of the witnesses, and he said, I don't know why it was so loud. Everyone's screaming. It went on for an hour or two. Now, two people were arrested during the street takeover. Two people? And there was 100, it appeared, were participating? Julian Bowers, 18, of Cumberland, Rhode Island. William Cantwell, 19, of Warwick, Rhode Island. They were charged with assault and battery on a police officer, resisting arrest, disorderly conduct, malicious destruction of property over $1,200. Bowers is accused of throwing objects at police officers and at cruisers, and Cantwell allegedly used a pole to smash a police cruiser. So, yeah, I think that there's something more that's going on. And if it can happen in Boston, I'm telling you, as long as these folks, they're paid rabble-rousers, they're paid troublemakers, they're paid domestic terrorists. And, you know, wherever they decide, you know, to wreak havoc, it's going to be difficult to contain those situations. National Guard can't react that quickly. And then right here in Gainesville, University of Florida football field, four people were arrested and charged with felonies for going onto the field. Florida has always been very tough on people going. They've never really had people rush the field. I don't think it's ever happened. They control the crowd very well. They say there's all kinds of penalties and stuff, and so very rarely is somebody going to do that. And if you did, it would be some sort of a misdemeanor charge, you know. But it's a felony, and the reason it's a felony is because they put a new law into effect, and it was designed to punish protesters of President Donald Trump during his appearance in the state and protect, really, the president. But the way it was being utilized after the Texas game, these young men got, well, some of them are younger than others, but they got charged with felonies. And when this was discussed in Tallahassee, when they were putting it, making it a law, it was at a hearing of the Senate Criminal Justice Committee in March. Senator Joe Gruters, a Republican from Sarasota, said, quote, "So just to be clear, if somebody goes onto the field, they won't be charged with a felony, question mark. That's not the intent. And they can quote me in the case law if that becomes an issue." And that was the bill's sponsor, Senator Jonathan Martin, a Republican out of Fort Myers. So they know what the law was intended for. He specifically said that it wouldn't be a felony to go on the fields, but yet they were charged with that. Why? 8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's still on vacation, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Hey, make sure you listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or just tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky. Happy Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. It is 8:51 right now, 9 minutes until 9 o'clock. Thanks for having us along. Well, it's me, flying solo for the first time. We got to keep this plane in the air. I can drive this plane better than Alec Baldwin can drive, I'll tell you that. Did you hear he got in a wreck? He's with his brother Steven, right? And they're the Hamptons. Oh, I'll see you in the Hamptons. So, you know, in the Hamptons, they expect trees to get out of the way. Oh, yeah, these people are special. Now, Steven's rep said he's doing fine, grateful no one was injured, appreciates concern, blah, blah, blah. Okay, it was Alec. He was driving, and he says that a garbage truck the size of a whale cut him off while he was driving his wife's car. The size of a whale. Remember, he didn't pull that trigger. Did you press the accelerator? Did you use the brake? To avoid hitting him, I hit a big fat tree. I mean, he ran straight into the tree. But thank goodness they're not hurt. I don't wish that on anyone. But, yeah. He crushed his wife's car. He said, and I feel bad about that. Mm-hmm. But he's fine. His brother's fine. He said, my wife's car is pretty smashed up. Big tree. Big fat tree. He thanked the East Hampton Police Department and mentioned that he would be headed to Los Angeles soon. To see his wife and kids. I'm going to L.A. to see my family. I can't wait. Gather my family together, spend a few days out there. He mentioned his wife's elimination from Dancing with the Stars last week. Said he's still proud of her. And, yeah. So, he's not hurt. But the Range Rover is, yeah, I don't know if that's pretty close to being total just by looking at it, I think. Anyway, one photo showed a nearby garbage truck. TMZ allegedly contacted the company, which claimed its driver was not at fault. All right. The tree was in his way. The big garbage truck cut him off. It's the Hamptons. How dare that tree get in Alec Baldwin's way? Yeah. Old George Stephanopoulos. You know, landed a, you know, an interview. Well, he's willing to have the vice president on, J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance is willing to go on. Stephanopoulos. I mean, come on. No agenda there, right? He worked for Bill Clinton. And they hire these people. Oh, yeah. He's an unbiased journalist. You know? They hire these people. Anyway, apparently the interview did not go well at all. Yeah, J.D. Vance was, well, he was being J.D. Vance. And Stephanopoulos, well, yeah, he didn't like that. ABC News anchor George Stephanopoulos abruptly ended a tense live interview with J.D. Vance Sunday after the two clashed over reports that Trump border czar Tom Homan allegedly accepted a bribe. You see, the irritation here is that Stephanopoulos has the vice president of the United States on the air with limited time. And there are some pretty important things going on in the world right now. But he wants to know what Tom Homan supposedly did before he was even working for this administration. He said, was Tom Homan recorded on an audio tape in September of 2024, an FBI surveillance tape, accepting $50,000 in cash? Vance flatly denied the allegation, accused Stephanopoulos of spreading a fake scandal. I saw media reports that Tom Homan accepted a bribe. There's no evidence of that, the vice president said. And that's why fewer and fewer people watch your program and why you're losing credibility. Ooh, that's going to leave a mark. Old Georgie boy, he's not going to just take it. He said, you're talking for now 5 minutes with the vice president of the United States about this story regarding Tom Homan, a story I've read about but don't even know about the video that you're referring to. The VP encouraged the anchor to focus on real issues instead of going down some weird left-wing rabbit hole where the facts clearly show that Tom Homan didn't engage in any criminal wrongdoing. Stephanopoulos pushed back, insisting it was a legitimate question. It's not a weird left-wing rabbit hole. Yeah, that's because everything that you talk about in the lefty media is a left-wing rabbit hole. So to you, it just seems normal. Abby-normal. Old George. He actually cut the vice president off. Ended the interview. Cut his mic. You're courageous, George. Courageous. 9 o'clock stretch coming up next. 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.